everybody. Well, today is Friday, and the date today is January 15th, 2016. And this is our 7 o'clock program in the evening, Pacific Coast time. We're on Station 2. We'll be on Station 2 tomorrow. So let's do a clearing for people. So if you have a situation going on, then we'll clear the date. I'm just kind of mixing it up here. So if you have a situation going on or, you know, a pain in your body or something, just think of it right now. And we're going to release that. Here we go. So according to what you're thinking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hopefully that's helped you. And we'll clear the date today. Clearing that energy. So here we go. January 15, 2016. So releasing that stronger, so that's the key words or key numbers that the aliens can attach you to. And let's clear the word Friday. So it's like we have two vowels in there. So I want you all to say Friday out loud. And I'm going to clear the I out of the word Friday. Then I want you to say it out loud when I get done. So here we go. Taking out the vowel, which is the I. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll say Friday. And see if it doesn't, if it relates to you. It really shouldn't relate to you. It's just going to be a word. Normally you would key into the program of Friday, like the end of the week. Okay, now we're going to put the I back in. So there we go. It's back in again. And now I'm going to clear the A. And you can see if there's any difference on it. I'm going to clear the A on Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, say it out loud. And see if it relates to you. It should be, I believe, the same. Because they're both, you know, key letters that will affect you. So let's energize the light being, everybody. Light being's coming online, bringing up on your monitor screen. And like we say, this is like a clearing also in your room. So maybe the critters will leave you alone, take off. And maybe the aliens may want to come in. So if we have any aliens listening out there and they want to get a free bus ticket out of here, we'll say, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now bring up your light beam or beams. And we're going to energize those to give you peace energy. And maybe we could do another clearing maybe in about a half an hour to release more aliens in case we didn't get all of them. So here we go. Light beam being activated for you so you can have peace energy in the present moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Anne, are you out there in Radio Land?
Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I am here and very happy to be here. Looking forward, as always, to the show tonight. I think we're all very blessed to have you, Ron, to ask questions of and to do the healings for us. Thank you for clearing Friday. And all those healings you did at the beginning there. I should say you're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there yet, it's wonderful, so do go there and check it out. We have quite a few comments and questions already, but if you would like to write in during the show, you can send anything to you like to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or just click on that fast chat link on the BBS radio page. So, Ron, I was sort of thinking that it was great that you cleared Friday, and we haven't done this in a while, but could we keep going and clear the energies off of all the days of the week?
Sure, we can do that. Here we go. This is coming to me. Some people want to know what to do to stay more present, okay? Maybe they don't do the mind-to-heart drop, or they don't do the be-here-now clearing, or you just you know, don't have time, and they feel like they're really not here. So what can you do instantly? Well, you can pinch yourself, but not enough to make you bruise. So what'll happen is when you start to pinch yourself, you're going to hit a point when you're pinching where it's going to start to cause a little bit of pain. I'm not saying to squeeze hard, like, you know, or get a pair of pliers out or something. Just squeeze, you know, maybe your forearm or something, and you can try it right now. And you're going to notice that as you squeeze, you're going to start to wake up, okay? And then your spirit gets activated because your spirit doesn't know if you're in harm's way, using that term. I hate to use that term, but, you know, something's happening to you. But I'm going to clear the word harm's way. I don't like that word at all, those two words. So here we go, releasing the energy out of those here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's one of probably the more major keywords that you're going to hear repeated a lot. And it's a you know, word that they can use to track you with. So what do you think of when you hear that, you know? Somebody being blown up, maybe, or something else being blown up, or somebody having an accident or something. So it's a very, very negative way of stating something, but it drives a point home really quick and fast to you. It brings up all those memories. So you want to put that into one of the clearings, maybe your natal chart or the free alien keyword clearing. To release yourself from those mind programs. So here we go. We'll continue on from Friday, so we'll go Saturday. And I'll just clear the word itself. Well, no, I'll just do one vowel. So Saturday has an A in it. So here we go, releasing the vowel for Saturday. There's two of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Actually, there's a U, but we'll just do the A here. We'll do the first one here. So say it out loud now. I should have had to do it before, but say it out loud. See if it doesn't relate to you. And next, we're going to do Sunday. So another U. So we'll release the U. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now say it out loud and see what happens. Okay. And now we'll do Monday. And in case you just tuned in, I want you to say this out loud first, say the word Monday, and I'll clear the O. So here we go, releasing the O from Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now say it out loud. And you notice that, again, it won't have much effect on you, just a bunch of gibberish kind of, a word that you really can't relate to because it's not in your program. And let's do Tuesday. I'll clear the U. A lot of use here. So here we go. Say it out loud, Tuesday. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released. And say it out loud again. Okay, now we got Wednesday. So let's do the E. Here we go. Say Wednesday out loud. And now we'll clear the E. So releasing that E energy stronger, stronger, and stronger. That's released for you. And let's do Thursday. Another U. That's interesting. A lot of U's. Maybe they're after you. So here we go. Clearing the U. Say it out loud. And releasing the U energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you, Ann. Let's see if we get any comments. I'd like to get comments, CLS questions at yahoo.com. Back to you.
Right. Thanks, Ron, for doing that. Now, why do you take the vowels out? When you were doing that, I kind of pictured the words in print and then imagined them kind of collapsing without the vowels. Is that what happens, or the vowels are more powerful, or what?
Yeah, the vowels are very, very powerful, and that might be what they're using to connect the alien programs to. We'll say it a different way. It's very possible that the aliens just took the basic vowels and then they created words around the vowels so that you're always connected to a program through a particular word. So that's interesting. Is there any words out there without a vowel in it?
I think so, because I've heard that before, but I don't know. And I know there are different languages. They still use our alphabet, but they use a lot of consonants in, you know, in some names and stuff. Whether there'd be no vowels, I don't know. And in English, I think there might be one or two, but I can't remember what they are.
Yeah, so...
Well, I think it's very valuable to disconnect from the labels of the days of the week, because I think I talked about this years ago on a radio show. I went to a lecture a long time ago, before, of course, I found Creation Lightship, and they talked about how to have a good life, you want to align yourself with the energies of each day, and each day is controlled by a certain planet. And if you're doing the right, you know, not trying to fight that energy, but go along with it, you know, you'll be much more successful in life and have a happier life. And then they went on to explain which days are controlled by which planets and why the days are named what they are. And it's true. If you pay attention to what they said, I only remember a few things, that like Friday night, you always want to go out on a date. Saturday morning's a good time to do errands. But now, because of what you have explained to us, Ron, that so turns me off energetically. You know, I don't want to do what everyone else is doing, and I certainly don't want to be controlled by planets.
Yeah, and yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, I can see their logic there. Most people really bite into that. You know, oh, yeah, I want to be going with the flow, you know. And where's the flow going? You know, I guess down the rat hole would be one way of saying it, or down the toilet's another, you know, but you're being washed someplace, swept away. So, yeah, going with the flow is what you don't want to do. That just means you're programmed. You know, it doesn't take much to connect the dots. So, very interesting. And,
yeah.
And if you look at it another way, you know, so we have English here as a native language in the United States here, in North America. And so let's, that typically is the home of the free. Isn't that what people normally talk about, especially around 4th of July? And so the aliens got all the people that wanted to be free, in a sense, okay? And people migrated here because it was the land of the free or home of the free or whatever. Then they gave you the English language with the vowels in it to capture you. So you smelt the cheese in the mouse trap, the mouse, when you grab the cheese, it zap you with a little lever around your neck, you know? So that's interesting to see and to understand that a little bit. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. You know, have the unfortunate situation on this planet of having a lot of clones, and you've talked about that and explained that to us. And we were talking before the show about video. And we thought we would, for people's, oops, excuse me, came on too quick there, for people's amusement, we might put on a bit of this clip that we found on YouTube of clones, and then I can tell people what the name of it is. I mean, we think it's clones, right? I mean, you might have a different interpretation. So do you want to listen to that now, Ron?
That sounds good. So you can hear what they're saying. And just see if these people possibly could be clones to you. You guys be the judge. So here we go. Good information.
Today, you win a free 10-ounce silver bar, pure silver bullion, or a free Hershey's king-size chocolate bar. You'll take the chocolate bar. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver?
No.
Have a good day. It's your choice. A free 10-ounce bar of silver bullion or a free king-size Hershey bar?
I think I'll take the Hershey bar.
Go ahead. It's your lucky day. Just fresh out of the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver when you can have a good, delicious bar of chocolate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You'd rather have the Hershey bar than the silver bar?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would. Okay.
Yeah, the Hershey bar, you can eat the silver bar.
Yeah, that's right. You can't eat the silver. What are you going to do with a 10-ounce bar of silver, right? You know. Which one do you want?
I Probably the chocolate, because I'm a girl and it's been a cranky day.
Okay, it's yours. Eat it quick, because it's getting hot out here. What? So offering people a free Hershey bar today, or a free silver bar. Which one would you prefer?
Silver?
Who needs a silver bar? Lucky day today, a free chilled Hershey bar straight out of the fridge, or this bar of silver. 10 ounces.
What are you guys doing?
Which one do you want?
I don't have any way to do anything with the silver.
Okay. So you'd prefer the Hershey bar?
Yeah, but is it real?
Yes. Just straight out of the fridge.
Doesn't seem real.
The Hershey bar doesn't seem real. I mean, we could go into the coin shop. We could verify the silver bar is real.
No, that's right.
It's real.
I always take chocolate.
Enjoy. You're a winner today. We're offering a free Hershey bar right out of the fridge.
Okay.
Or a free silver bar. It's 10 ounces. It's a little tarnished. Which one do you want?
I don't know. Chocolate bar.
Go ahead.
All right.
It's yours.
Okay. I can't take it anymore. It's like every single person... They're not cutting this. It's like he's asking people that come down, and he is in Southern California. I'm going to look for this guy.
We'll say what the link is, how they can get on.
Well, his name is Mark Dice, D-I-C-E, and I hate to tell you, but he's got a bunch of other ones, trying to sell silver dollars for 99 cents right outside a coin dealer. A man offers random people a free one-ounce gold coin. A free $5 bill or a free silver dollar. So he's done a lot of this. And so would you say that's a good example of clones, Ron?
Yeah. So what's the word so they could type in the title of that?
It actually came up when I put in silver bar or chocolate bar.
Okay, there you go, everybody. So you can do a test at work.
So you could walk around, I guess, and try to give people money, and they'll just say no.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's let you all kind of judge that for yourself there. Now, if you are a clone listening, then, you know, you may call up a coin shop and ask them what that bar of silver is worth. And so... I can't recall what silver is running in price. I think it's like $12, $13 an ounce. So at this, you know, I think. So even if it just says $10, you have $100. You can buy a lot of candy for $100 if you wanted candy, you know.
But, right.
Anyway, so I won't go into that. But if you're listening and you don't understand it, then, you know, check it out. It may educate you a little bit. You may wonder why we're laughing. So anyway, what clarity should we do? I was thinking of maybe doing one of the mist ones, the black mist, the green mist, or green ghoul.
Yes, Ron, I was thinking that sometimes people get blocked, and they know that you have many free healings on your website. And maybe they're going on your website, but they're always doing the same healing, and they might forget about some of those wonderful free healings that you have. So I was wondering if you would do some samples of those tonight, and then everyone can pay attention. And if they feel a release, a relief when Ron does it tonight on the show, then you need to go into the website and look under sample clearings at the top left side of Ron's website. And run it for yourself all night or for 600 minutes, or 600 minutes is 10 hours, I believe. So that would be really great, Ron, if you could do the first one you thought of was the green mist goo removal.
Okay, so here we go. It's like silly putty sort of, you know? The stuff kind of forms around you. I think we have explanation on the website of what these are. So anyway, here we go. You don't want to get too mental. Just feel the energy in your body. Releasing this from you. One, two, three, four, five, excuse me, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty heavy. So some of you definitely need this here. So you're not doing those clearings.
Who knows? We might even have someone on the show for the first time tonight, Ron, and, you know, they'll really be able to experience your wonderful healings, and that's such a gift.
Let's do the black mist energy. So
great.
When we first put it up, and it's even true now, when you put this clearing up, all of a sudden you might actually see that black cloud mist energy. Normally you can see through it, okay? Kind of looks like, I guess like a spider web that you'd see it up in somebody's attic, you know, full of, you know, maybe dirt or something. That's kind of how it looks. But it will come from the ground up and go to the clouds as you're doing the clearing, because it's getting out of here. So here we go. And it's also attached to you. Here we go, releasing that, the black mist energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, why don't we, you know, go back to that, Ron, so that people, I'd like to do more, but let's give people a moment to sit with that and see, kind of pay attention to how they feel before we move on to doing more. Will that be all right?
Sure, that's fine, uh-huh.
Okay, and I'll go into clsquestions@yahoo.com now. Someone has, and this is a really, this is a question that could possibly help a lot of people. Can you clear being stuck, unable to move home? Hi, Ron. I've been looking to move, and my goal is to move by March 1st. I've gone on several road trips to look outside the county, but to no avail. Is there anything you can clear for my stuckness? Thank you.
Yeah, the first thing is, you're putting a limit on where you want to move to. So since you stated March 1st, maybe nothing is going to be available for you on March 1st. Maybe the 2nd, there would be. So what you may want to do is just say you want to move in the month of March. That'll give you whatever the days are, 30 or 31 days in March, to move in that time frame. So I think you're putting it out there, and it's doing that. Plus, you're connecting yourself to, do they do any psychic billboard work or anything?
Well, they didn't, they're not saying in the email.
Okay, so here's the problem, is that you are putting it out there that you want to move. Maybe the aliens don't want you to move. Maybe you're stuck to the grid line, ley lines. I use the word sort of interchangeably, because they're basically used the same. But so maybe the aliens don't want you to move. Now that you put in a time frame, they're blocking you on that particular day, so you could no longer ever move, because they don't want you to move, because you narrowed it down to one day. So I would make it in the month of May, and you may find something. Remember, you're going into timelines, so you're looking at, you want to move by May 1st, so you actually automatically put in May 1st, okay? And they go, May 1st? Well, we're going to block them. We'll take away the timelines of that person moving on May 1st. So you actually, in a sense, sabotaged yourself by putting that one specific day in. So I would put the month of May, where you want to start to move, you know, within February, you know, March, April, May or something, and just, you know, that way they're going to have a harder time narrowing you down into one specific, rat hole. So, don't want to go into a rat hole, do you? So anyway, that's That's what I would do. And then do your psychic billboard. Find out why you're not moving. You know, put up that you want to, where you are now is you haven't moved. You're stuck. That's what I sort of sense. And you want to move to be free. So now then find out what other people are telling you about your pattern of being stuck. And then you can see how they relate to you about being free. And somebody might just even come up to you and say, geez, are you hearing somebody because they're reading your psychic billboard? You won't even know the person. They can say, you know, my uncle is moving out of his house. It's a really great deal, you know. It's so-and-so town, which is automatically where you want to move to, you know, somewhere in America town, you know. And the rent's only $300 a month. And it's a two-bedroom, wonderful apartment. And all of a sudden you go, wow. And you say, well, where is that? Well, they read your psychic billboard. Automatically without even thinking about it. Now they start talking about a place you may want to go to because you didn't limit your experience, okay? So that's what I would do is do that psychic billboard. And then if you do feel extra stuck and you've been trying to move for like maybe a year and you're trying to figure out a good month or whatever, then do the self-empowerment clearing. Get on that and do that. And then when you get most of that done, you want to clear stuff out of you, then go into the psychic billboard. And we'll see if anybody else has any comments, too, to help somebody. What I would also do is I think it's a ley line clearing, because that will take away the patterns that you have where you're living, the programs are keeping you stuck in one place. That's like your GPS not being wanting to move. So you're not going to be able to relocate. So back to you.
Right. Ley line and grid line. Right?
To
make sure you're clear of it.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Someone wrote in, I believe, on the last show, Michelle was talking about the crown chakra clearing. And I just wanted to share with people that it's a wonderful healing. It's $50 and another $50 to make it for unlimited lifetime use. And so this listener wrote in to say it clears all the chakras, several body parts. It has the body shrink wrap, an entity removal, spirit retrieval, and spirit integration in a custom box. And she goes on to say it's a very important clearing that helps disconnect from alien control. I run it all the time when going out in several windows together with the auric field protection. So, Ron, thank you, listener, for that email. And can you explain to people, again, why they might want to protect themselves, especially when they go, or all the time, but especially when they go out? What do we need to protect ourselves from?
Well, basically, you don't want people to connect to you energetically and or do a psychic attack on you. So everything is energetic cordings. So if you just look at somebody looking at you, cording you, then they're taking your energy away from you. You want to be more invisible, and that's why you want to be in the present moment, because you will not be on their timeline, and they may not see you. So when you're in the present moment, that's when time for you stops. And I will say that it could be a slight problem sometimes, because if you have an appointment and you're in the present moment and everybody else is dealing with time and you're out of time, you know, you're in the present moment where there's no time, you may lose your appointment or have a problem just from that. But other than that, it keeps you very peaceful. And so being peaceful isn't somebody giggling and laughing to be happy. It isn't somebody being grumpy or angry. It's just being neutral. And when you're neutral, you're not really going to draw anybody to you whatsoever when you're not emoting your emotions. So when you vent your emotions or become angry, through maybe physical movements or something, right away, you're drawing an attention to everything. And so automatically you don't want to do that. So when you're more in the invisible state, you're nothing's going to be corded. Naturally, that's sometimes hard to do. So you can do your shrink wrap and tell your body to take the energy that it has emitting around you and put it right to your skin, and that can also help. But I would suggest trying it, everybody. Go out to everybody goes to some type of store, grocery store or something, shopping center, and, do the mind to heart drop out loud. You can whisper it as you're walking. And maybe do it every, maybe every 10 stores if you're in a shopping center as you're walking inside. And just see how people relate to you. Do they move out of your way, or do you have to move out of their way? Okay? They may not even recognize you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. I was wondering, we're a little more than halfway through the show. Do you want to do a quick check on aliens again? Because you thought we might either get some more in or some were hiding.
Yeah, okay, here we go. So ones that wanted to come, here we go. So releasing them, they can get out of here. So what happens when they leave? Remember, they're held here just like you are, against your free will, free choice. And normally their masters don't want them to leave. So what will happen is they'll get a free trip out of here and be protected to where they want to go to. Once they arrive where they are, then that's their situation where they're going to. A lot of them, you may just want to go back home, you know, wherever that would be. So they will be escorted. So here we go. Any aliens that would like to leave your room, you might feel your room right now get heavy. As they're hearing my voice and they're plugging into you, they'll probably say thank you as they leave. That happens quite often. And here they go. So I'll count to probably 30, it looks like, to move the energy so they can leave here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There's quite a few. I don't know how many is leaving, but there's a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Oh, boy. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So your room should feel much lighter right now. So remember, you can't see them, but they can hear. And, just know that everything is sort of connected energetically. So when this is put out, if they can leave, if one alien hears it, a lot of these aliens have the, mass mind consciousness, a hive consciousness, and they communicate instantly, and you could be helping them out greatly. And the flip side of that, you're helping yourself out because they're not going to be attacking humans or worse, so they're out of here. So, back to you.
Yes, and if you enjoyed that and felt like aliens left your space, which they definitely did, if you're a new listener, you can go to YouTube to Mr. Oxygen's channel, and he has posted an audio track of Ron doing that release, which you can and should actually play every day. I know I do. It has a picture of the light being there, which Ron does like us to have the light being picture up when we do this. Or you can send me an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And another listener created recording of that that's a loop of just Ron clearing the aliens. So you can use both of those or one or the other, and it's really worth it. So thanks so much for doing that, Ron, and I'm sure that lots of aliens are thanking you too.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if somebody had that on their smartphone and they went into a store with it and just had it on, or they had it at their table. Maybe they wanted to go to the food court and sit back and see what would happen. So that'd be quite interesting, too.
Oh, people are doing that. No. I've heard a lot of stories of people are doing that, clearing out malls.
Yeah.
And then you see, because they sometimes are in people's bodies, and then the people change and their face change, and, you know, you have more peace.
Yep.
So I'd like to go back to the samples of the free healings, if we could, Ron. You already did the black mist fog and the green mist goo, it's called. So if you missed that, if you just got on the show later, you can listen to the archive and experience those two. And the other new one you've given us recently is the death Blu-ray removal. Would you be able to do a sample of that for us?
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Is that too complicated for the show?
Yeah, it's a little heavier. Here we go. So this is an energy that they're transmitting down to people that are more awakened. So here we go. One, releasing this energy that's, finding you, looking at you, zeroing in on you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. There we go. Hey, everybody.
Okay. Terrific, Ron.
Yep.
Thank you.
Alien be gone.
Pardon?
Alien be gone.
Alien be gone. I like that. Well, plus we are getting that new healing, or I guess it's out, the Alien Freedom Bundle, which will take some barcodes off of us. Oh, and something came up about that the other day, Ron, just to clarify. It's marked right on there after you buy it, that they're all for lifetime use. So I don't know if people realize what a very generous healing that is that you've given us to make it really inexpensive for us to get all these alien attachments off of us. So thank you very much for that. It's called the Alien Freedom Package, and it's only $150. Okay, two listeners have written in to help the person that wants to move. One person says, I wrote down what I wanted. I will move soon to a state I never considered, and I got a good deal on a home that I never thought existed.
Very good.
So,
that's very good, because you're open and you're not putting restraints on it. So that's good. Remember, the alien got to try to figure out where to put you. So, you're still going to be on a timeline, and so this way it's easier. Like I said before, having a one day, it's not going to typically work easily. So that is a very good way of doing it. And then also, do your psychic billboard. So what's the next one?
Next suggestion is more specific. Wentzville, Missouri is a good automobile economy to move to. This means no poverty timelines or programs and better relationships.
So you mentioned automobile?
Mm-hmm.
So they make cars there? Is that what they make?
I guess I have never heard of this city. I went for a walk, Wentzville. So I don't know. But that's a good, interesting point that this listener brings up, Ron. If you're just, you want to move somewhere, and we don't know exactly this listener's reasons for wanting to move, but everybody, whether they have to move or whatever, wants to move to a nice place. Is there a way to kind of step back and say, oh, well, this place is higher energy than that place? Or, are there things we could look for?
I think one of the key thing is weather patterns. So you may want to select a place with the given weather pattern, let's just say that, you say, I want to move to where, in the wintertime it gets to go to, minus 10 degrees Celsius. That's what you want. Well, actually, nothing will come, you know, along your way in Florida, okay? So you're going to be picking things where it's minus 10 degrees in the winter. You may like that. So, you know, I would probably put something where, you know, it's a temperature that you like. It's, do that and see what happens. Because people then are going to relate to temperature. Or maybe you want to move to a place that has a lot of trees, and you can put that in your psychic billboard. Because you're being very general, but that's what you want to have there. So that's how I would typically look at something, because you may find the ideal place, because you go, man, it's hot and muggy there, and I don't like this here, but, it, you know, the picture on TV looked good when they showed it to you, you know. You know, if you look at one of those, any program that you see, that they have to film at some place, and you may go, I recognize that place, or, well, this looks great. And they have those shows for people fixing up houses and things and looking for houses. But, you know, it may look great, you know, when you're, you know, watching it in your living room. But when you go there, you may go, yikes, you know, what's going on here? So, you know, I would probably pick the temperature what you would like to have, and then see what happens there and have more discernment on that particular area. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. That's really good information. Okay, we have two testimonials about last Saturday's organ rejuvenation that you did for us. Hi, Ron. I feel very blessed to have been part of the Body Rejuvenation Conference call. Your healing energy gave me a deep sense of peace as I felt each organ being worked on. Just that level of peace and relaxation alone was wonderful to experience. I feel like a layer of heavy darkness has left my body and look forward to ever-improving health.
Very good.
And the second one is right. Thank you for last Saturday's healing call. Sunday, I felt a bit tired. Then all week since then, I have felt wonderful. I feel that I had a major detox and body adjustment into perfect health.
That's good.
That I expected to get any, you know, people complaining. course, it was wonderful.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, your body has to release the blocked energy. Remember, you're looking to block energy, whatever way you look at it, or, you know, can name it. You know, you could call it this, that, or the other. You know, meridians are blocked or, you know, whatever's happening. But it's still, you know, you have a blockage and it gets released. And sometimes the body will need, you know, maybe physical time, you know, a day or two or something to release the energy. And then from there, you feel great afterwards. So sometimes it could be maybe a little healing crisis for you, we'll say. Not always, but, you know, it could. Depends on, you know, what your body has, how contaminated your body is. So, yeah, that can happen where you feel a little sluggish. And then from there, you know, you want to, you know, look and see how you're feeling afterwards. I can remember one person, I think they did a couple of whole lifetime clearings right after each other. I guess they found the website and they wanted to do, you know, maybe an emotional and some other clearing or something, and they did them both. Maybe they did three of them, you know, back to back, and all of a sudden they got very, very tired, and I think they lost a day of work because they did too much. You know, because the body goes, man, this is being unloaded off me. I got to process it, you know. And everybody has their own physical body processes. The body has its own. And so what might be great for someone else, doing maybe a couple of clearings back-to-back, and nothing happened to them, and then you hear about it, you go, yeah, I heard they did this, here, I'll do it. And you may have a situation to where you feel very sluggish or tired. I worked on one gentleman a long time ago. The ladies... brother, the lady called me, and her brother, she said it was having, you know, emotional problems if I could do a clearing for him. So she paid for it, and this is a long time ago, and he called me up. I did a clearing for him over the phone, like I used to do, you know, years ago. And I did the clearing, and he just said, you know, thank you, and, we hung up. And then lady got back with me, maybe a week later or something, and she goes, yeah, my brother, after the clearing, he slept for 2 days. I go, wow, you know, that's something. And he goes, well, I'll tell you the story. He said his wife died. This is February or March. So between January and that time, his wife died. I think one of his children died, and I think his father died or something. So he had 3 deaths in his family in that time frame, and he was just beside himself. And she said after that, he felt wonderful, in comparison to what it was. I won't say he's jumping up and down that they died, but, you know, he felt great because that energy got off of him. So that's what can happen. That was quite interesting. So back to you.
Yeah, well, all your healings are terrific. And there's one other testimonial about last week, Ron. I have been intensely yawning and stretching all week, with the most intense being today. I believe this is due to letting go of so much negative energy that was released during the organ restoration call last Saturday. I feel amazing, very relaxed and also energetic, like I'm 10 years old again. Thank you so much, Ron. My body is functioning amazingly well. I am excited to do your pin release call and your other healing calls, as I believe they all help immensely with an accumulative effect of releasing the heavy energies we all get connected to every day.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for that testimonial. You know, that's great. And the pin one, I think, is on the 6th.
The 6th of February.
It'll probably start about 1:30, I'm guessing, but I'll know more within a week here. We'll send out a little flyer on it or something, a couple of weeks before it or a week before or something.
Right. If you're not on Ron's email list, you'll want to get on that. On his website, which is, again, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a little space where you can put in your email address so you'll get everything. Okay, so the person that wrote in that she's moving, the one that knows where she's moving to, said, I am moving to a warmer climate with lots of trees. Visited the place 2 times, and it has a better energy than where I live now. Again, I wrote down my intention in detail without any time restriction.
Perfect.
So, yes, thank you very much, listener. It's so nice when listeners help each other.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting one, Ron. In all of your wonderful healing calls that you do, we go to Creation Lightship. And just to remind everybody, please be on tomorrow night's show, same time at BBS Radio at 7 p.m. Pacific time, where we'll take a trip to the Lightship. So someone wrote in about their plants, which Ron always invites, along with your pets and your gardens, to come on the Lightship. So this person writes, Hi, Ron. I live in a warm weather location, but this winter has been unseasonably cold. I left my plants out on my balcony, and people cannot believe how huge, lush, and happy they all are. Thank you, Creation Lightship, for infusing my plants with light on our trip to the Lightship.
Great, yeah, that's wonderful. That's what I'll do, everybody, is I'll make a plant in your house if you have one, or maybe you have a fresh picked flower or something, okay? Now, if you happen to have a plant outside, once you get the plant, we'll give you a couple of minutes. If you have something out there, even a little cactus or something, or it doesn't matter, potted plant or something. I want you all to get it, and we'll bring it inside your house, and we'll make it real for you. So this is great when I do it at the expos. People, and sometimes the flowers actually move as I'm, because I have a vase of flowers, they'll kind of move to me slightly as I'm doing the work, to make them real. But they just look so, you look at them and you go, wow, it's like, you know, like it's in this reality, you know. So I thought I'll get one here. And I'll turn it back over to you. We'll do it in a couple of minutes here.
Okay, yes, great, Ron. Why don't I read another really good question that is here? Oh, just real quickly, someone wants to know, will the PIN release call be one we can be on absentee?
I think it would work fine. I don't see any problem with that.
Great.
Yeah, that would work. You just want to call in, check in if you can when it starts. You know, have some water ready for charging. I would probably maybe get 4 glasses of water because they'll be different and just mark them 1 through 4. And then as I charge the water, it'll be done in that unison there.
Right. Well, tomorrow, too, I just want to remind people, tomorrow's the 16th, so at 1 o'clock there is the Ascension Preparation Call, where we spend 4 hours to receive healings on Creation Lightship. And Ron also charges water tomorrow for the week for us. So if you can get on that call, it's wonderful. There's more information on the website. And you need to have 7 bottles up to a gallon in size ready for tomorrow so that Ron, you know, Ron will charge one for the whole week. And plus you need a few glasses of water because Ron always does some extra, like a pain release, and he almost always does the sleepy time water, which is wonderful to have before you go to sleep. And let me just, I'll read one email, Ron, that's this person has a really good question, and then we'll do the plant.
Yep.
I have been having a lot of chaotic dreams, lots of mind chatter, and would like to run programs while I sleep to clear the mental energy and create a peaceful and restful sleep. Can I run the mental body unlimited clearing all night and ask the light beings to clear mental looping and chatter during my sleep for 500 minutes?
Yeah, I think I'd give it a try, you know. So what you do is you would get the unlimited version of the mental body clearing, and then run it whenever you choose to, and just put that in as a specific incident. There's a box that you only use for the unlimited version that you type in a situation and then change the timer and run it. Yeah. I would make it pretty simple. I wouldn't have too many words in there. Just say, 4 or 5 words. So you may want to put up a couple of screens on it. And, you know, if you have a couple of, I don't think I'd do a whole lot. You know, mind looping may work fine. Dreams, possibly. You know, whatever you want to do, but keep them kind of related. And I wouldn't put up more than 3 screens and have them up with 3 light beams. And that's not too hard to do. Just go into the website, log in, and bring up the light beam on the particular, one that you want to do. And then probably get another tab on the top and then open up the website all over like a brand new clearing, like you just got on your computer, and then do the next one and then put that light beam up alongside of the other one. And, you know, you have to be a little creative, but if you don't know how to do it, there's a lot of people out there who could, go to the library and look for somebody who's, 12 years of age or something. They can help you out easily. So just do that. And, bring up 3 screens. And then you could probably even start them at the same time by clicking on the start button on each one and let it go and just see what happens. So let's do with the plants now, everybody. So I want you all to look at your plants, and you probably want them to be a little ways from you. You know, I'd say 3 feet, maybe 5 feet, something like that, so you can kind of observe the whole plant. If you get it too close to you, you're not going to see the movement on it or change too much. So you want to be away from your plant. So here we go, maybe even 10 feet. So here we go. Get everybody ready and look at your plant right now. Now we're going to make it real for you. So what that means is we're taking it out of the cloned reality of your plant, and we're going to make it into a real plant in the now timeline. So here we go. I'll count to 50 to do that. and watch it each time I use a number count, and you're going to see it actually maybe move slightly. It might shimmer, it might glow a little bit more. It might change color slightly. And with the flowers, if you have any flowers, they do change colors. And you're going to be able to have the fragrance come through of the flowers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And kind of just look at it again. You know, you might want to blink your eyes a little bit. You're not really fixated on it that much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, so we'll see if we have any comments here. We can go for another 5 minutes here. Maybe somebody may want to send us an email or do it after the program. We can read it on another previous show. So back to you.
Okay, maybe we should save doing samples of those free healings now till tomorrow night, and we'll do some more. That
okay.
way people can really pay attention to how they felt tonight with the three you did do. Okay. I'll go on to another. Thanks for doing the plants, Ron. That's always fun, and it pretty much amazes people when you do that at the expos. They're like, think you're doing some kind of magic. Okay. This person says, I have several issues. First is my sensory body absorbs everyone, and I feel like them. I think they mean they feel similar, not they like them. And then, two, I have a happiness anxiety where I laugh to cover up a respect aspect. Can this aspect be released and brought back?
Okay, I would say that would probably be the mind loop one clearing, because you're doing, making noise, right? So the thinking process might bring you into the mind looping, making you say something. So I would probably try the mind loop one clearing on that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And what about, I wonder if this person has cleared out their sensory body, Ron. Can you tell us what the sensory body is?
Yeah, it's sort of, in a sense, you know, we're using the word sense now, how your body relates to other things and people and places around you. And your sensory body also can be used to detect something going on around you. So it's like your, say, your third eye. People use their third eye to look at stuff, to have visions, or to tune into things. But your sensory body is kind of what it's like. And to, you know, understand where you are with energies around you. So that's basically it. And then the people use, well, you know, you're a very sensitive person. Well, that's because your sensory body is probably getting overwhelmed. So you're very sensitive. That would be sensory body. And that's good to clean out. In a way, it could be kind of like on your computer, you know, I guess when you get cookies, right, things that attach to other things. And that's maybe one way to look at it, how your computer works. That's like your sensory body because you're relating to things over and over again because you know about it. So back to you.
Wow. Would it be possible to do a sample of that on the show, Ron?
Well, let's see. Let's do one for, let's see here. Okay, maybe you're stuck. Let's say you go to the grocery store, and your sensory body is used to seeing tomatoes. So you always go to where the tomatoes are, and really you see nothing else. And you zero into tomatoes, and you buy your tomatoes, and then you leave. And that's because your sensory body could be overloaded, and all it knows about is tomatoes. So you're not really sampling the other energies of the food that's there, the vegetables or whatever's in there, fruits and vegetables. So let's clear that for tomatoes. Now, when you go to the store again, we'll see if, you know, when you look at tomatoes, if they look different to you. you know, you're sensing them differently. So here we go, and a clear tomato's out of you from your sensory body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Another way of stating it is that you are overloaded with tomatoes. You're full of tomatoes. So automatically, that's all you're going to be getting around you is tomatoes. Whatever you concentrate your thoughts on, and this way now it's your energetic body as you're thinking about that, and you overwhelmed it, and now that's all that you have is tomatoes. And you have no other way to input anything else because that charge is so strong and you're drawn to tomatoes all the time. So, again, I'll clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, looks like our show is coming to a close here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. I want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop those thoughts inside to your heart, dropping down kind of from 10 to 1, like an elevator going down the different floors. So your head is number 10, your heart's first floor. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So everybody, thank you. Thank you, co-host Ann and ladies behind the scenes working. And thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. So see you later. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone.